tonight. Neil Larson along with Julie Mason. And joining us in studio this morning is Idaho Falls Mayor Lisa Burtonshaw. Mayor, welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Monday. It's good to have you in.
Yeah, August.
Yes, it is. It's already here. I saw War Bonnet Roundup coverage over the weekend, so a lot is happening. And the summer's just flying by.
It is. So. Yep.
Well, Mayor, let's start with what's been a hot topic. In fact, we had to take a week off of talking about the flock cameras, and I think everybody appreciated
the hiatus.
As you well know, I'm sure you probably have received so many phone calls and lots of emails from the community about the flock cameras. These are the license plate readers, and I guess... go ahead and lay it out. I know Julie and I have some questions for you.
Sure. So last Thursday in our city council meeting, since this has been brought to our attention, we've gone back, we've looked at the contract. Last Thursday, we took out a portion of the contract that said that the company could use flock cameras to train AI models. We just took that out. They aren't facial recognition, but we just we don't want any part of that. Right. So yep. We took that part out. And then any organization outside of Idaho we have to literally have them sign a contract with us that says they will comply with Idaho code.
Okay.
Inside of Idaho, everybody has to comply with Idaho code. So if Ada County calls for help, we know that they're complying with Idaho code.
Okay.
And then just internally, we decided the chief was very proactive, and the state law requires twice a year to be audited, and we're going to audit them every 2 weeks just to give people assurance that we're looking at it and that nothing nefarious happening.
When you say audit, that just means you're looking at every search by any officer, anyone authorized to use this system, to see what did they look at and why.
Correct. Yep. So. Making sure that it is one of the reasons that flock cameras are allowed to be used. You don't use flock cameras to catch people who are speeding or running a red light.
Yeah.
None of that. It has to be, you know, active investigation into something.
Is there a way to cement that assurance that auditing process is going to keep happening? Because I think if I was going to put my mind in what some of our listeners have texted us, they would say, well, that policy could be changed at any moment. Is there a way to kind of assure the public that that's not going to be changed at any given time?
I guess, it's a valid question, but the scrutiny of flock and our police officers, I mean, what they do for us day in and day out, they want the public's trust too, right? It does not do, it is not beneficial for any of us to start doubting what is happening with, I mean, what they go through. I mean, that is one thing, the heinousness that they witness every day, they want the public's trust. We saw what happened, a few years ago, and how people rallied behind Idaho Falls Police Department. We've got a really good police department. And I would just say, that it is in their best interest, and they know it, to make sure to keep the confidence as public safety officers.
So a question I have, and this may be an equally tough question to answer, so I just know that I don't expect you to necessarily know the answer to this, but you've changed the contract with Flock, so they can't take the data and use it to train their AI models. How do you know they're not? I mean, we're auditing how we use it here locally, but there's no really good way to audit what that company's actually doing with the data is collected. Is that right?
I definitely just have to look into that. I mean, and to add on top of that, we have said that we would come back in a couple of months and revisit this with other companies that are out there, right? Because Flock is not the only license plate reader.
Well,
so there's other ones too. So it's like, okay, what is it about Flock? And we kind of know that has brought them to the top of the firestorm. Is there something else that these other companies are doing, or is it all license plate readers?
See and we actually talked about this angle on it, and the Flock cameras, Julie and I have caught a lot of flack over Flock because we have provisional support for it as long as it's being used within these very tight parameters. But what would make me much more comfortable is if there is an alternative that lets us keep our database local. It doesn't go to some national murky cloud-based database that some company that we don't have oversight over can use that data. But if we could keep it local and just read license plates as they come and go, I think that would probably put a lot of people's fears at rest if there is that alternative available.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's particularly, you know, we can limit what other agencies use it. But as far as the company itself, we'd have to look into that even more.
All right. So you said in two months, you're going to be revisiting that.
Yeah, we just said in a couple of months, you know, let this, you know, checking the audit logs, making sure all of that's happening. And then as our contract starts to come up, we'll be looking at all of the other, you know, Motorola's one.
Okay. Yeah. And then there was also several people who suggested that they would like to see the audits, have some transparency with that. I know there would have to be names redacted and things like that. Is that an option that you're looking at putting on the table?
Yeah, you can. I mean, we could say like, oh, here's the log. That's the transparency part. Here's what officer accessed it. Here's the case that they were doing. Those kind of things are
Available.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't look into it, obviously, yourself. I mean, for the very reasons we're talking about.
Sure.
But to be able to look at that, yes.
To see what they've done. And you do say, according to the chief, a few dozen cases have been cracked thanks to this.
So, yes. Yeah. And some pretty big ones.
Okay.
All right. You also wanted to talk fire safety. So tell us how the city of Idaho Falls is helping with our region.
I mean, we are lucky again. Once again, we're talking public safety, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have crews out helping. There was a massive fire before the new high C one started. There were two above Camora Loma that were threatening houses, and our crews went out there and they got that under control. That was just a couple of days before. And then the high C fire, they're tight. They're exhausted. So we have, you know, the crews that go out to the fire, and then you backfill your station, and then they go, and then you backfill your station again. Yeah. So when people talk about, I mean, I know it's a hot topic, property taxes.
Yeah.
But wow, we have these men and women on call all the time, and then when they are needed, they give it all. They're exhausted.
And particularly up there in the foothills, they were able to really get on that quickly and take care of it.
And it's not, I mean, the expertise, the command structure that it takes in order to have everybody doing their job is amazing. While we're talking about fire too, the other thing is this year we have signed as part of our contract with Ammon, and what we call the fire district, which surrounds everything outside of Idaho Falls, we have agreed to do a feasibility study to see what it would be to actually join, so that we're one operational, you know, not necessarily in the same leader, but we would have the same training. We try and work towards the same equipment. We'd have the same operating procedures. So that's a big step for this region. They've been trying to do it for 40 years, and we are really coming to an agreement that it's time to do that.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. So anyway, there's a lot going on. Trust that you stay away from it. You don't want to get in, or you don't want to interfere with what they're doing. They are really working hard, hot and heavy.
Yeah.
We had those road construction projects, and we had an unfortunate accident at the one near the aquatic center.
Oh, yeah.
Hit a water line. Yes. How did that all turn out? You want to give us an update on that?
That's resolved. It's so hard to get around town right now, you know, especially if towards the north end of town, Anderson, and into downtown. It's hard to get around town, and it's just a window, obviously, and we usually do wait until after the 4th of July. And so you hit August, September, October. It's also when the water comes out of the canals, things I don't, you know, hadn't thought about before. Oh, yeah, you got to wait till the water's out of the canal before you do this project. And so now you kind of have 3 months of, like, patience. And there's a lot of rock chip on the road. So everybody slow down. Be kind to your neighbor.
Yeah.
A little more patience. A little more time.
Wise words.
Yep. Well, Mayor Lisa Burtonshaw, thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
We appreciate
it. It's always nice.
All right.